The Gemara in Daf Chaf Lamed Beis discusses whether women are chayev in the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. So the Gemara says they are chayev in Kiddush because we have a hekish between the words Zachor and Shamar. We say Kol Sheyeshma B'Shmira, whoever is included in the Losaseis of Shabbos, meaning the 39 Malachos, which all women are chayev in the Losaseis and Kol Torah Kula except for three, look in the Mishnah in Meseches Kiddushin on Daf Chaf Tes. So anyone who's included in Shemira, in the Losa Seis of Shabbos, is included in Zechira, in the Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos, which we understand to mean Kiddush Hayom, possibly Havdalah as well. That's how the Rambam understands it. Not everyone understands it that way. So when it comes to Kiddush, we say that women are Chayev Min HaTorah. The Gemara then gets into a discussion of the following brisa: the emes amru ben mevorech la'aviv ve'eved mevorech la'rabo ve'ishem mevoreches la'bailo. So when it comes to birkas hamazon, a son may say benching on behalf of his father, and so too an eved and an isha may say benching on behalf of a husband or an adon. And we say that it's not nice. You shouldn't be so illiterate that you can't bench for yourself. So we say tavol meira la'adam sheishto avanam mevorechem lo. So he says it's considered very negative for a person to necessitate that his wife and kids would have to bench on his behalf. But nevertheless, so we say that it must be that women are chayev min ha-Torah over there, and ketanim, we all know, are not chayev min ha-Torah. So the Gemara says it must be that women are chayev min ha-Torah. So asi daraisa mafik daraisa. Eli yamrit derabbanan asi derabbanan mafik daraisa. So the Gemara says, yeah, but l'tameh katan bar chiyuvahu. So we all agree that a katan is not chayev min ha-Torah, and we said, nevertheless, a son can be motzi his father in benching. Right, so it must be a case where the father only ate a shiur midrabanan. For argument's sake, halacha lemaisa, that is a kezias, although we'll have a machlokas later in the seventh parak, whether it's a kezias or a kebetza. We paskin kezias, and therefore the father only ate a kezias, whereas the son or the wife ate a full meal. And therefore, they're chayev a full derabanan. So the asi derabanan, mafik derabanan. So they're chayev a shir derabanan, a full meal, which means mechayev them midderabanan. And if the father or the husband ate only a kezias, he's only chayev midderabanan. And therefore, they can be motzi him in benching as well. Now, the Rush, this is, it's got to be top 10 most famous comments by the Rush in all of Shas. And so he asks the following question, based on the concept of arvus. It says, v'im kain, this is in Simen Yud Gimel, Perek Gimel, Simen Yud Gimel in the Rush. V'im kain, v'ishenami, afa pishena chayeves, elamid rabbanan, totzi acheriv, shechayav min ha-Torah. So he says that, based on the concept of Kol Yisrael, arevim zebazeh, so we have a concept in general of yatsa motzi, And even if you're already yotze your mitzvah and you don't have a chiyuv, but this person next to you still has a chiyuv, then because you are responsible to be motzi them in their obligation, you should be able to do so. So if I made kiddush already and now someone else comes to me, they want to hear kiddush, I can make kiddush on their behalf because they are chayiv in the mitzvah of kiddush as well. Right, so too by kiddush, by benching, by all of these things, I should be able to be motzi others who were not yet yotzei the mitzvah. So says the Rush, Yesh lomar delo dami, de ish afagav delo achal klum din hu sheyiftor es acherim. So a man, even if he didn't eat anything, he can still bench for other people. Why? De kol Yisrael arevim ze bazeh. We have a rule of arvus that even though I was already yotzei my mitzvah, I have a responsibility to help you be mekayim your mitzvah. So he says, Elamid Rabbanan, Amru Shalom Yivarchu Birchsanen and Below Hana. But there's a din de Rabbanan that if you want to eat something and I'm not going to eat anything, I really shouldn't make a brach on your behalf. But Min HaTorah, the din of Arvus would apply to that as well. Leficha, Kisha Ochal Kezayas, Afal Pishain and Eschayv Elamid Rabbanan, Motzi Asachem, Shaachlu Kidei Sviya. So if I ate a Kezayas and you don't know how to bench, and you ate a full meal, so both Midaraisa and Midarabanan I can bench for you. Technically, if I ate nothing and you ate a full meal, so I can bench for you as well. But the Rabbanan didn't like it that someone who didn't eat anything should say some type of a benching or birchsanen. But in this case, you're chayv, I'm chayv benching Midarabanan, and you're chayv benching Midaraisa. I can still bench on your behalf, right? She'arev hu ba'avuram va'alav hu lohatzilan min ha'avon, liftor osan min ha-mitzvos, because it's my responsibility to make sure that you take care of your Torah obligations. Aval Isha Einan Bechal Ha'arvus. A woman is not included in Arvus. Lekach Einan Motzia Elamisha Chiyuva Midrabanan. And therefore, she can only be motzi someone whose chiyuv is midrabanan, because the rabbanan said a woman has to bench, and therefore a woman is chayiv midrabanan to bench. And if someone only ate a kazai, she can bench on their behalf. But min haTorah, she's not allowed to bench for other people because she is not included in the din of kol Yisrael arevim zebaze. So this is a tremendous chiddush by the Rush. We don't have any source for this in all of Shas. And it's really hard to understand where the Rush gets this idea of women are not bichlal arvus. So this is something that comes up in a number of different places, but maybe the most famous of all places that it comes up is in a discussion, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Ayin Aleph regarding Kiddush. The Dagel Mervava raised the... before we get to the Dagel Mervava, let's just give a little bit of background information. Shulchan Aruch and Siv Beis... Shulchan Aruch, Nashim Chayavas Bekiddush Afal Pishum Mitzvah Sichas Man Grom Mitzvah Iskish Zachor LeShamor. So the Shulchan Aruch is just quoting our Gemara, and it comes up in a number of other Gemaras as well. But just quoting the Gemara that women are chayav in Kiddush Min HaTorah. V'hani Nashi Hol Bisnu B'Shmiris Nu B'Zechira Motzias HaAnashim. Women can technically be motzi men as well. Hol V'Chayavos Min HaTorah Kemosam, since they are on the same level of chiyuv as are men, and therefore women can be motzi men in Kiddush because it's all the same level. Okay, so based on this discussion, the Dagel Mervava, which is the Noda Behuda's commentary on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, so in his commentary, the Noda Behuda raises the question of, we generally assume the halacha is like the Rambam, which means that Kiddush bidvarim, if you just make Kiddush with words, that is a din min haTorah. However, Kiddush al hakos is only midrabanan. So if you're making that assumption, then one is really yotze his mitzvah of Kiddush bidvarim in shul, because in shul we daven Shmonesrei has vaychulu in it, it has all kinds of positive brachos about the Shabbos in it, we say vaychulu again afterwards, we have all kinds of nice Shabbosdika praises and positive things that we say over the course of Maariv in shul. We say good Shabbos to people. Rabbi Kiva Eger would claim that's already good enough. If you say good Shabbos, or Shabbos is good, however you want to phrase it, but the Rabbi Kiva Eger would say that already is enough to be able to say Kiddush Min HaTorah. So even if you don't agree with that, probably Maariv is enough. That's a general assumption of the Noda Behuda, and it's a pretty strong assumption. So the Noda Behuda says, wait a second, if you're going to be Yotze Kiddush in Shul, Min HaTorah, and you're not Yotze Midrabanan, because you have to say Kiddush Al HaKos. So you're going to come home, and you're going to make Kiddush Al HaKos for your whole family, but that family includes your wife. So your wife is Chayev Min HaTorah. Hopefully, if you have any Bar Mitzvah boys, they're in Shul with you, but you might have some daughters who are Bas Mitzvah or older, so they are Chayev Min HaTorah. And your wife is Chayev Min HaTorah. And generally speaking, the custom of women is not to daven Maariv. So why is it that I'm able to make Kiddush on behalf of my wife if she's Chayiv Midaraisa and I'm only Chayiv Midarabanan? So the simple answer would be Arvus. We have a klal, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebaze, and therefore you can make Kiddush for other people even if you're lesser Chayiv than they are. But we just saw in the Rush that that's not the case when it comes to women. Nashim Alav B'chlal Arvus. And therefore it's very difficult to understand how you can make Kiddush when you get home. So again, Rav Asher Weiss has a good rule, and it's a very important rule to note, that if a kasha that deals with Klal Yisrael's everyday practices, or in this case, once a week practices, has escaped any and all of the Rishonim, and they didn't ask this kasha, so then you can rest assured it's not a problem. Like, okay, that's very true and very good, but you still have to explain why it's not a problem. So we know it's not a problem. We know you're allowed to come home and make Kiddush, as Klal Yisrael has been doing for however long. But the question is why? So the Noda Behuda just suggests, he really doesn't answer the question, but he suggests Bitaris Va'ani Mistapik. So he says maybe the concept of women not being Bechlal Arvus is that they can't be Motzi other people. That's how the Rush applied it in his context. And he says maybe it's that they can't be Motzi other people in this particular mitzvah, that they themselves have a chiyuv d'rabbanan, they can't make the chiyuv d'oraisa for other people. However, that doesn't mean that men who have the chiyuv d'rabbanan and also are bechlal arvus can't be motzi nashim, meaning just because you're not responsible for me doesn't mean I'm not responsible for you. And therefore, he wants to suggest that maybe the reason the husband's allowed to make kiddush on behalf of his wife and daughters is that he has arvas for them, even though they don't have arvas for him. Now, the idea based on this is, the idea that this is based on, excuse me, is that must be that why wouldn't women be b'chol arvas in the first place? They must not have been at Har Grizim, where we were mekabel upon myself to become arevim for one another. So if men were only at Har Grizim, then men are only chayev in arvas and women are not. And that would explain the source for the rush. The rush is assuming only men were at Har Grizim and not women. And therefore, only men were mekabel arvas. But who were men mekabel arvas for? Everybody. They're mekabel arvas for men and women. And therefore, they were mekabel that they're going to be responsible for their wives, even though their wives were not there to be mekabel that they're going to be responsible for their husbands. And thus, a woman can be yotze kiddush from her husband who has a lesser chiyuv midrabanan. That is the shita of the Noda Bihuda, based on his kasha in his, that he asks in his commentary, the Dogma Rava on Shulchan Aruch. However, there is what I view to be the best teretz. Just keep in mind, this kasha is a kasha that all of the Achronim really address in one way or another. There are some answers that are better than others, but Lefi Anias Daiti, this is the answer, is Rabbi Akiva Eiger's answer, and it really just explains the rush very, very simply. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, points out the Dagel Mevrava's kasha, he quotes the rush, and he says that, so he basically discusses the Dagel Mevrava's answer, he quotes it, and then he says, L'Anias Daiti, the Ein Chilik Bein Anashim L'Anashim L'Inyan Arvis. Says, first of all, who says women are not b'chlal arvus? They must have the same dinim of arvus that a man does. And there must be a klal of yatzamotzi that exists by women as well. Alright, so let's skip the... He brings a raya from the seventh parak, which we'll get to, Mirtz Hashem, in a few weeks in the daf. But without getting involved in the raya, Rabbi Akiva Eiger just explains that the concept of arvus is that if I have a chiyuv to do a mitzvah for myself, then I also, in addition to that, I have a chiyuv to make sure that other people are able to be mekayim their mitzvos as well in that area. However, if I myself have no chiyuv in that mitzvah, why would there be an arvus that I have to go out of my way to be make sure that other people are mekayim this same mitzvah that I myself am not obligated to do? And thus, it explains that the rush is not saying very much of a chiddush at all. The rush is just telling us that women are not bechlal arvus for mitzvahs that they themselves are not obligated in. And if a woman would be chayiv in benching min haTorah, so of course she'd be bechlal arvus, and she'd be able to be motzi people who ate more than she did. If she only ate a shir derabanan, she'd be motzi people who ate a shir deraisa. And if she'd be bechlal arvus, if she'd be chayiv in the mitzvah midaraisa, so then that includes all aspects of the mitzvah, including the arvus of the mitzvah. However, if a woman is pater from a mitzvah because the mitzvah says she's man grama, or because in the case of Birkas HaMazon, it has to do with the fact that Birkas HaAretz and the chelik of the nachla of Eretz Yisrael might not be something that shaykh to women. So either way, women are going to be pater from the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon in the Torah, and it doesn't make any sense that they would then be responsible to make sure that those who are obligated in the mitzvah have to be yotzei their mitzvah, because this is not their department. If it's somebody's department that they're chayiv in the mitzvah min haTorah, so they also have to make sure that other people are yotzi their mitzvah min haTorah in that area. However, if a woman is not chayiv in that area at all, so then why should she be b'chlal arvus to try to be motzi other people in that same area? That is the argument of Akiva Eiger. It explains the rush beautifully without having to say very much of a chiddush at all. So then the question just becomes, so why doesn't everybody say like Rabbi Akiva Eiger? It's so obvious. Once you hear it, it's so obvious that he's right. So why doesn't everybody say it like that? So perhaps this is just getting to a fundamental chakira of what the klal of arvus is, which, you know, we're pretty much done on time, so we can't really get too into it, but just to leave you with this thought, that in general, whenever we have klalim that go throughout mitzvos, you have to ask yourself, is this a klaliastika inyan, i.e. that there is a concept? In addition to the tariq mitzvos, you have certain concepts. So in addition to all the mitzvos that a person's chayiv in, so he's also chayiv in the concept of arvus. Or perhaps you say no. Just like there is an obligation to bench, so part of the mitzvah of benching is that there is a subcategory of benching called arvus of benching. Just like a person's chayiv to make kiddush, there is a subcategory of kiddush called arvus of kiddush. So it could be that Rabbi Kiva Eger and maybe even the Rush are understanding that Arvus is a subcategory of every single mitzvah to which it might pertain. However, the Nod Bihuda and all of those Achronim who answer differently than Rabbi Kiva Eger, and those perhaps even who argue on the Rush, they view Arvus as a much more general, it's a kleliastika thing that affects the Jew as a whole. So therefore, to say that a woman would not be included in Arvus doesn't just apply to those mitzvos that a woman is not chayav in. It applies in general. A woman is not bechlal Arvus, and a man is bechlal Arvus. And then you'd have to really try to figure out why on earth that is the case. Okay, leave it over there.